I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, one Christopher Horner, Senior Fellow, Center for Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, also author of Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threat, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. Oh boy, Chris Horner, I mean, you're going to jail, dude, if they read your book in California. What do you make of this bill making its way through Sacramento right now that has a lot of support that would actually make it a crime to be a climate change denier? Is that really what they're doing?
Well, and good morning. I think what they would say, and what we've seen in a lot of furious emails, including between Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on his private account with these academics who are promoting this as well, with the eye on a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, according to some interviews they've given, is no, it's not criminal. It's just civil, you see. All we're going to do is ruin your life. So you're deceiving people. We'll just add that count. Well, as the title of one of my books that you pointed out suggests, in fact, what they would be doing in a sane world, you wouldn't get thought crime and speech crime laws like this on the books, is they'd be setting themselves and their funders up for prosecution for misleading and funding groups that mislead on climate risk. But, of course, that's not how they would implement this Orwellian law, and it is going full Orwell here. They're trying to extract vows of silence from anybody who opposes what they openly acknowledge is for anybody who opposes their political agenda, to get promises to not support anybody who opposes their political agenda, and to extract an annual gusher of revenue in a settlement fund. And they've been fairly open about this. They've got those three objectives, and even when they have a company on its knees promising the first two, they're still targeting that company because they want the big settlement as well.
Well, hold on. How in the world can they do this? Because it's a matter of offering your opinion. You take a certain set of facts, you analyze them, you come up with an opinion based on those facts that may be different than somebody else's opinion, but it's your interpretation of the data. How can that be in any way a crime?
Or even in this case, a civil offense going back decades, removing the statute of limitations effectively. Well, technically, under our system, under a musty old document that most don't give any regard anymore, you can't do that. But in California, you can do whatever you want. It's very good to be the king in a one-party system and so on, where what is sanctioned speech is, of course, appropriate, but that which is not is subject to punishment. And remember, there is a very we have shown through public records requests that there is a large and broad campaign funded by major party donors as well as this Rockefeller family, who are encouraging a campaign at the SEC to require companies to submit confessions every year and set themselves up for a climate tort bar to divest from them to try to harm their share price. And by the way, participants in this campaign, according to emails, include a lot of Wall Street people. I wonder where their money is. Are they just talking their book and betting against things, trying to get the state to help their campaign against companies they're short on? Companies like BlackRock, Trillium Asset Management. You got a lot of folks, pension funds, CalPERS, Maryland's pension fund is in on this, it turns out. And they're trying, of course, to get to extract blood from you to fund their campaign.
Well, look at how much money GE and Siemens are making on LED light bulbs and compact fluorescent bulbs. There's a lot of money in climate change, and it has nothing to do with whether you're in the corporate world or not. I mean, corporations will make money no matter what the laws are. And in some ways, Chris Horner, isn't it true that by pushing laws like this, big business actually ends up making money? It's not just about oil.
Yeah, again, and I've pointed this out. I was in the room in 1997 when Enron was organizing the global warming industry. And the reason is it's the world's second oldest profession. It's called rent seeking. You make your money the old-fashioned way by getting your buddies in government to do something to arrange for wealth transfers from us, the suckers, to them. And in this case, they're doing it with a campaign of fear and saying, well, if you just pay these tributes, we will provide rents to companies who are saving you through selling windmills and solar panels and so on that we'll call new. They've been living in their mother's basement competitively for 125 years, but we'll call them new and try to cripple their competition and make you use stuff that doesn't work.
Chris Horner, Really quick, because we want to shift to the D.C. Council's actions this week on climate change as well. But I'm looking at this law in California. It says that they can go after think tanks or other people who have, quote, deceived or misled the public on the risks of climate change, unquote. Well, based on some of the fudging of the facts and the changing of the data for global warming proponents, could it not be made, the case not be made that they have deceived or misled the public on the risks of climate change? Could you turn this law back on those guys?
A much better case is to be made against the exaggerators. And in fact, we deposed one of the professors in the area. George Mason University was the group organizing this campaign by academics to get this accomplished, too. And in deposing him, we said, so if somebody hid evidence of an increase in temperatures, they should be prosecuted, right? He said, absolutely. So we said, if someone hid a decline in temperatures and he suddenly, you know, pit dug, palm fronds layered, fell into it, oh, yeah, yeah, they should be. At first, the answer was, well, it depends on who it is. Yes, of course.
Hide the decline.
All right. Yeah. So this week here in your District of Columbia, the D.C. Council approved a resolution to divest the city. City's $6.4 billion pension fund from any direct investment in some 200 fossil fuel companies. I get the sense this is going on in other places as well.
Yes, it is. And again, we found emails from the SEC and the New York Office of Attorney General showing it's being run by a group called Ceres. It's got participation by Wall Street outfits, as well as Rockefellers and Maryland Pension Fund. And what they're trying to do is, through getting SEC rules and compelling through political pressure, entities to divest to, well, in large case, these are generally gestures without an impact, and they're still going to say, well, we'll go through funds that invest in these, but we won't directly invest in these. This is D.C. showing what it's been for a while, which is as much a political activist organization as it is a governmental subdivision of governance. And so, you know, we've got the D.C. Attorney General involved with the New York's Schneiderman and California's Harris pushing the racketeering business. We sued them over that yesterday. You'll hear more about that.
Oh, really?
Yep, and because they're stonewalling the records. And we're pretty sure they're one of the hubs because of some relationships we're aware of. And you've got the council here acting out, striking this fashionable pose that will do nothing but, of course, just sell shares on the cheap that they bought much more expensively to others who see the value in the investment.
But think for a moment, or real fast, Chris Horner, we only have 30 seconds, how Orwellian this is. You know, the last time governments and major organizations in America divested on a grand scale, it was from the apartheid regime in South Africa. They're equating oil companies with a racist regime like apartheid in South Africa. It's just so mind-boggling that the oil business, something that this country thrives on, is demonized in this way by our public officials.
How dare you exploit spectacular technology to make our lives richer, freer, and safer?
There you go.
Chris Horner with CEI. Thank you so much. Good stuff. We appreciate
it.